This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
DoorDash and fintech company Klarna are joining forces to offer customers of the food delivery app an option of buying now and paying later.
This is the final sign of our society collapsing.
Yeah, this ain't good.
That we're now putting hamburgers on.
Even Schulze hates this idea.
And well, Schulze's like one of the last bastions of fast food. He loves it.
I feel like you're King DoorDash. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, my wife and I think we probably use like Uber Eats if we wanted to get like Thai food delivered. That's one of our big ones.
Well, isn't that kind of the same thing, DoorDash and Uber Eats?
So, yeah, but I don't know. We do a meal pack like where it sends us like a box of stuff to make. So, yeah.
Chelsea, you love yourself some McDonald's.
Yeah, on the go. Like if I had
But you don't, but you wouldn't DoorDash McDonald's to you?
No, well, there's a McDonald's 4 minutes away from my house. I'd be wasting the delivery fee.
Schulze's disgusted with the idea of having McDonald's. He's like, I'll go get my own McDonald's.
Well, the laziness, I think, is like, okay, to a point, if it's a farther away restaurant, and you're then kind of risking it because the food might show up a little cold, so like, but if it's 4 or 5 minutes away, why am I wasting money instead of just like spending my time to go do that?
How much are delivery fees?
Oh, I think the last one we paid, which was for a Thai delivery, like $8 to $12, that.
For something small, it can almost double the cost of your food.
And that's not counting like administrative or service fees. So there's like a delivery fee on top of stuff.
It's the same no matter what. Like I could order $150 worth of food or $8 worth of food and it's still $10.
Oh, no. No, ours was, I think our dinner was around $50 to $60. So that's what the delivery fee was. But like then, so the delivery fee will probably be stagnant. It'll be like always $7.99, but then the service fee will go up if you spend $100 or if you spend more. So it sucks.
Because of the quantity, like...
Yeah, why?
Because Uber, or whoever the hell's out there, thinks, well, this is a bigger order, so we are going to take a bigger chunk of it. And that isn't going to the driver. That's going right to the company. So,
What if I just ordered one thing, but it was really expensive?
Well, you'd probably still pay a pretty big service charge.
What if I ordered, what if I ordered a beef Wellington and it was just that one thing, but, you know, it's $100 beef Wellington. I got to pay for that, huh?
Oh, yeah. And I could order a $100 bottle of liquor, but I'm still paying the same upcharge, so.
I have never DoorDashed or Uber Eats.
I got to tell you, man.
Anything.
That is not, I don't even have the apps.
No.
I don't even know how to do it.
I think it's really, it probably hit the generation right below you. So I understand why you guys would do it. My parents don't do it either.
My wife will.
All right.
She knows how to do it. So wait, you said a bottle of booze. You can just DoorDash things like that?
You have to show your ID when they get there, but you can have them go to the liquor store for you. Yeah. Absolutely.
I've been on vacation with my buddy and he'll, you know, shocking, we've been drinking and he'll DoorDash like... He'll DoorDash some sodas or DoorDash a case of Modelo or something. You know, I've seen him do that.
And that's smart. You don't have to drive. I mean, that's where I'd obviously pay the fee. Because, like, dude, you're bringing booze right to me? Yes, please.
My only real run-in with DoorDash was one of my low points in life.
Mm-hmm.
When a buddy of mine was at my house, you know, just over... catching up, having a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
Got a little drunk and ordered Arby's.
Oh, no.
And then he left, but he ordered it to his house because he was going to go home and drunk eat.
Yeah.
Well, it showed up at my door, but I didn't see it until the next morning.
You ate it, didn't you?
I ate all of it.
Yeah.
And that beef and cheddar, it's good.
So I opened my door at 6 or 7 in the morning, whatever, and there's a bag of Arby's, and I text him, I'm like, hey, dude. He's like, oh, that's where my Arby's was. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to eat it. He's like, don't eat it. Eating it.
You eat it. Yeah, that is a shameful thing. The me and my buddy went out on St. Patrick's Day. We were down at the Kells boxing match. And afterwards, we were doing the Uber home, and we asked the Uber driver if he could swing by. Shocking development, we were going by McDonald's, and it was like 1:30 in the morning, and we saw the McDonald's was open. We're like, hey, can you, you got an extra, there's a tenner in it for you if you just swing through the McDonald's. So we go through the McDonald's thing, and we get it, and we go back to his house, and we eat the McDonald's, and with a really high-end bottle of liquor, because we're classy that way. And seriously, we had like a $2,000 bottle of tequila and McDonald's at 2 in the morning after eating and drinking all night at Kell's.
Man, it was after my own heart, baby.
It was a hell of an evening. So
that's how Schulte does it.
Yeah, so I was staying at his house. I wasn't going anywhere. And there was one Big Mac when I went to bed that was just sitting out, like container open, right, and just sitting there. And I go upstairs. And so I woke up the next morning. He was still sleeping, so I was going home. So I wake up, go downstairs, get in my car, drive home. And I was talking to him later that day, or it might have been the next day, and he goes, hey, so I got something shameful to admit. And immediately, I looked at him, and I said, you ate that Big Mac, didn't you, you fat? And he just started laughing. He's like, yeah.
Came
downstairs, like 2 in the afternoon, and the moment he said, I have something shameful to admit, I immediately knew it. You know why? Because I thought about it.
Yeah.
When I came down the stairs,
well,
the only saving grace was that I felt that it was a little too early for the Big Mac.
Yeah, I would have had the same thought you did.
Yeah.
Because that's hard. Like, yeah. If you put any red-blooded American, if you just set it out...
Yeah. And you're hungover.
Dude, that's hard to keep your mitts off of. And I don't even care. It's gross. Of course it's gross. Whatever. I don't want it. That's not the point either.
No.
The point is, it's sitting right there, and you're sauced. Yeah, a little hungover. Like,
I just love that that's all it took. He didn't have to explain anything. Hey, I got something shameful. Oh, I know what you did. You
that's
fat
fantastic.
Turd. I know you ate that Big Mac. Yes, it is what it is.
I mean, they have preservatives in them. Haven't you seen those experiments where, like, you leave a McDonald's burger sitting on the counter for 30 days, and it looks nearly the same at the end of 30 days?
God.
It's like... Okay, maybe.
Somehow that does not surprise me.
Maybe I shouldn't eat these double cheeseburgers.
And I know that this is dumb, but like the thought process, because mine was like maybe 10 in the morning when I was walking out to go to my car.
Yeah, that's one in the afternoon you're eating that.
Yeah, and the other one too, and I don't know why this made a difference, but it bothered me that the container was open. I think had the container been closed, in my mind I would have been like, well, it was safe, it was secure. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that it was open. It bothered me. I was staring, I was like, that looks, I think it allowed me to look at it and survey the situation and see how gross it looked, as opposed to just seeing a closed container and not even thinking about it, being like, Big Mac, open that thing up and have at it.
Well, yeah, you see it and you're immediately disgusted.
Yes.
But if you don't see it and you open it, it's like a fun surprise.
Exactly.
You're like, wait, there it is, I have to eat it. Ah, I don't want that.
I really think that's what stopped me. And the other one was, I really did... I thought about it. I knew that if he woke up and came down and saw that Big Mac was gone, he would immediately phone me and make fun of me. And I don't think I was prepared for that level of shame. V, did you eat that Big Mac? And me being like, maybe. And the shame just went back on
him.
Well,
you got the cop to it.
It was a shame off.
So DoorDash customers will have their option of either paying in full, pay in 4 equal installments, or postpone payment to a more convenient time, such as the date that aligns with their paychecks.
Let me just state this for anyone out there. I get it. We're living paycheck to paycheck to paycheck. Times are tough. If you can't afford a burrito and you need to wait to buy it, you don't get the burrito. And by the way, why, if you can't afford that burrito, are you picking the most expensive way possible to eat that burrito? So you don't have the money to pay for your sandwich, and you're going to choose to double the cost of your sandwich. That makes no sense. This is literally predatory behavior. This is like payday loan type crap. Imagine like having your credit ruined because you owe $1,000 to McDonald's.
Thankfully, I was looking at this. These are not reportable to the credit bureaus yet, but I do believe I just read that the Trump administration proposed that they want to make these kinds of things reportable. So a little scary there.
It is just, that is, I can't imagine how pathetic you have to be to put your fast food on layaway. And by the way, not fast food. Fast food that you then are too lazy to walk your fat ass to the store to get said fast food. No. I need it brought to me. Yeah, I can't even afford to pay for it, but don't worry. That's a problem for future me. This is literally the worst thing that I've heard in months.
Apparently, they're saying they don't charge interest. But I don't see how that's...
I don't believe that for a second.
That's impossible. It says it relies on customers paying on time as opposed to credit cards. Those who miss payments are cut off from deferring more, a practice that leaves 99% of its lending repaid.
Well, they're maybe not interest, but technically, I believe they add a few bucks. Like, if you're doing a payment plan, it's like not the same cost. You got to pay a little bit more. So it's maybe not be interest, but it may be just like a total bill. I don't know what they're calling it.
So in other words, it costs more to do it that way, you're saying?
Yeah,
as
exactly.
As opposed to them charging you interest. Its average user owes the company $100. Well, they said on average.
I wonder how many users owe $100.
Again, to everyone out there, if you can't afford to pay for your sandwich, don't eat the sandwich. Maybe it's time to...
What am I supposed to eat?
Walk and get the sandwich. Or maybe get something...
I can't afford the sandwich. So now they're giving me a way to eat the sandwich that I can't afford. So I can't go buy it.
I think there's cheaper ways...
I need a loan!
I think there's cheaper ways to eat.
How am I going to eat cheaper?
Do not.
I do not have one penny. How am I going to eat?
It's the payday loan. I love the commercials, right? Those payday loan places where the guy's trying to buy the most frivolous thing ever. And they're like, don't worry, we'll give you $500 instantly. And the guy's like, amazing.
Thankfully.
At 39% interest. Awesome.
Thankfully, the old predatory payday loans are kind of illegal now. I think those came... Actually, there was a story way back when about like some tribal land in South Dakota being like the main housing for most of those companies because on tribal land, they could get away with skirting federal government regulations. But that, thankfully, I think they put a kibosh on that years ago. So, look at them.
Can you just run up like $50,000 worth of debt? Like, if you were about... Like, we're doing all the deportations right now. We're kicking people out. Can you just run up like $50,000-$100,000 worth of credit card debt and then just dip out of the country? Is that...
Doesn't debt follow you around the world?
Azerasians.
If you get kicked out, it's like, hey.
I don't know.
Does that work?
People want their money. I feel like somehow... There's
How
like,
are you going to find me?
Some Russian company
you
will
do
buy
it anymore, you're going to have problems.
20 cents on the dollar.
My daughter moved to Korea, and every now and then she'll get a call from, you know, someone or whatever, and be like, yeah, we're looking for so-and-so. And I'm like, yeah, good luck with that. She lives in Korea now. And they're like, oh, okay. that's the end of it. Right. I just wonder, could you do that? Could you run up just a massive amount of DoorDash debt and then just be like, oh, I live in Costa Rica now. Come find me. Or does that stuff, I don't know, do we all work on the same credit reports? Does your credit follow you to Thailand? I don't know how that works. But I kind of like where, I don't know why that popped in my head, just the idea of running up debt, like not being able to do anything about it. I still can't figure out the DoorDash people. They don't charge interest.
There do seem to be quite a few Reddit threads on the subject.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that work?
People are talking about, Reddit is like a website.
No, I'm...
You go there and you type in your question, and other people.
Because I feel like this could be something that like the youngs are doing. I could see some young running up like $70,000 worth of debt and then just being like, I'm out of here.
I mean, according to Dr. Google, it says that there isn't a single global credit scoring system, and your U.S. credit score won't be recognized in other countries. So there you go. You're onto something.
Oh my God. This is going to be my retirement plan. I hit like 65. I'm buying everything on credit. And then when I've bled this pig dry, I'm out of here. I'm going to go to Ireland and I'm going to rack up some Irish debt. I'm just going to travel the world.
Japan, it just relies on a relationship with your bank, essentially. It's kind of cool.
I just want to be known as like the 75-year-old guy. And there's just a warning. Don't let this guy into your country. This is me.
Now, wait, if you're an American citizen and you're making money somewhere else, you still got to deal with the IRS, right?
Yes, you do.
So there's your problem.
But the IRS is going to come find me over credit card debt?
Not over credit card debt, but over income.
Your taxes.
I'm talking about credit card debt.
But you're talking
But you can't. You're saying, so you're going to go overseas as an American, and you're going to make money. You're not going to file taxes.
No, I'm not going to make money. I'm just going to run up debt.
But you're talking about not being found, which that's, I think, what Isaac's saying is like the IRS will find
you. If you get in with the IRS is going to come after you. The credit card companies are not.
This is what I'm saying. So, like, I hit 65, 60 years old. I'm ready to be done. I can, like, you know how many credit card offers I get? How much credit can I run up? I'm pretty certain that I could get up to 100 grand before someone was like, hey, we're going to stop giving this guy anything. And then after that, I just bounce. I sell everything I own, right? So I got my little cash somewhere, some offshore bank account, one of these that isn't tied to a bank. And then I move to Costa Rica. Now I'm in Costa Rica. I run up some debt in Costa Rica. And then when the Costa Rican people have the nerve to come ask me to repay my loans there, I'm out. Now I'm moving across. Now I'm heading into Europe. Heard Mongolia is nice this time of the year. What if I just pulled a Warren Zevon, like a Mr. Bad Example? I just cruised around Australia. Let's see what the Australian credit card companies have to offer. Start racking up cards.
That I bet you can't do. So I'm guessing if you are in a new country, eventually they're going to catch up to. Nobody's going to give you credit.
I don't think you can keep doing.
You're not going to keep getting credit. They're going to be like, yeah, we see in the United States you owe $77,000.
Will they know? Because you just said that there's not one credit card.
I'm guessing they will catch up to you eventually.
Like, for instance, American Express has a significantly less number of users than Visa and MasterCard do. So I'm assuming that they've got offices all over the world and they can bring up your name anywhere. And if you say you applied for a new American Express after you moved to Bali or whatever, like, they'd be like, this guy didn't do so great in America.
I kind of like where I look.
I tell you what, Suk is not joking. This plan may have just hatched live on the air, and this is how he is going to go out.
Yes. And at that point, I'm just an old man. Well, yeah, there's lots of places in this world that I can be happy. I'm not saying that I'm going to do this, but let's just say that I'm intrigued by this idea, right here. Come get me. Come find me, credit card companies. What are you going to do? I think about this because my daughter didn't run up like a bunch of debt, but like when she moved out of her apartment and then like she had a leased car. And so she turned that she turned that in. And I remember the apartment. They came after her for I don't know, either some damages or something. And like the lease car, there was something like with the tires or whatever. So it was just it was a few bucks. Like, it wasn't a bunch of money. But like I would get letters and I would tell her and she'd be like, I don't know, like, should I respond to it? I'm like, hey, I'm just 40 and this stuff. And they would call the house and I'd be like, yeah, she's gone. She lives in a different country. And they're like, oh. And it like immediately stopped. It finished, and that was just a few bucks. But I don't know. If it's a significant amount, what is Visa going? Is Visa going to track me down into Seoul, South Korea?
They're not. As a matter of fact, I'm reading some of these threads. There's like a lot of threads on this.
I'm telling you, I think we just found a retirement strategy, gentlemen.
And people are saying, and take it for what it's worth, this is a Reddit thread.
That's true.
But
it's like Wikipedia.
They're saying that it's a 7-year thing, so they will file a judgment against you.
Yeah.
And they will get it because, you know, you can't fight it. You're out of the country. But there's no way to serve you. They're not going to come find you to serve.
Nope.
The papers. And after 7 years, the collector doesn't renew the judgment. And so then if you come back to the U.S., unless they renewed the judgment, which they usually don't because they think you're gone.
Yeah. It's gone?
You're good.
Boy. I'll tell you what. I may be taking her. If I don't show up tomorrow at work, boys, you know where I'm at.
You're better than that.
Am I?
You might be onto something here, buddy.
Is he better than that, Schultzy?
Hell no.
I get a lot of credit card offers in the, like, that just show up in my mailbox, and I always throw them in the trash. Note to self, start saving those up.
No. No.
The best part is, with all my my credit cards that I'm running up, and by the way, I'm buying a lot of crap. You imagine the airline points that I'm going to rack up? They're going to pay for my flights to flee their judgments. American Express is going to be trying to track me down. I'm like, hey, you bitches, by the way, thanks for that free business class trip to Bali that you just got me on my points. I'm out of here.
So a couple texts on this. Any debt can go to the courts. Once debt is in the courts, the IRS gets involved. Even when you make money and live overseas, if you're running up debt all over the world, you may pop up on Interpol for financial crimes. So you got to be careful.
Well, I'm not making money, though. My goal is to not make money.
No, but if you're racking up debt all across, that's what I'm saying. Like, be careful doing it in every country in the world. I don't think they're going to let you get away with that.